The money spigot from Washington continued with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York President William Dudley saying the central bank could curtail the risk of future liquidity crisis by providing a backstop to solvent firms with sufficient collateral. Now listen to that again. Provide a backstop to solvent firms with sufficient collateral. I think we should explain something to him. You shouldn't need a backstop for solvent firms, right? You shouldn't have to backstop solvent firms with sufficient collateral. Am I the only one hearing what's wrong with this statement that the central bank should backstop solvent firms with sufficient collateral? Do these guys understand what a free market is or what? What other creditors think is the point here. What creditors think about a borrower is what assigns risk. Lenders have a right to assess who they lend money to. And if the government backstops borrowers, borrowers won't give a hoot about their own financial condition or creditworthiness, and the credit system will implode under its own uncertainty. These people up in Washington have really lost all sense of common sense. Meanwhile, the Federal Housing Administration, which has played a crucial role supporting American homebuyers after the collapse of the mortgage market, has burned through a huge cash reserve in less than a decade and could soon wind up with what amounts to an automatic taxpayer bailout if the agency's fortunes don't improve. These guys make home loans to deadbeats to try and reinflate the housing bubble because the banks won't take the risk and now they need money. Big surprise there. And Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated, Morgan Stanley, and J.P. Morgan Chase & Company's investment banks, survivors of the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression, are set to pay record bonuses this year. You heard that right. These firms, the three biggest banks to exit the Troubled Asset Relief Program, in other words, took money from the government and the taxpayer, you and I, will hand out $29.7 billion in bonuses. That's up 60% from last year and more than the previous high of $26 billion in 2007. The money, split among 119,000 employees, equals $250,000 each, almost five times the median household income for the rest of us in the U.S. last year. And the outrage of the week must go to the Obama administration and unemployment bill just signed. On the face of it, this bill extends a home buying credit through next June, made even more money available to potential home buyers, upped the income limit, made money available to an even greater group of buyers, and extended unemployment benefits. But what you didn't know is that tucked inside this bill was a huge tax break for the home building companies. The home builders have a huge lobby effort and were just rewarded for paying off your congressmen and women to vote for this tax credit. Home builders will now get all or part of their taxes on profits paid in the last 5 years paid back to them as a result of this bill. This new bill provides large companies to now apply for a credit of their taxes paid over the last 5 years and get a refund from the government. The old stipulation was only for small companies, and you could only go back 2 years. But now, the large companies, like the multi-billion dollar home builders, can participate and get a refund going back 5 years. The home builders spent over $2 million in lobby money, records show, but will be paid close to $1 billion in refunds for their lobby money spent. That's a heck of a return. Spend $2 million and get $1 billion back? A good investment for their money spent, but a bad investment for me and you, the taxpayer. The best government money can buy continues. Obama said this new bill will help struggling companies and help hire new workers. But the recent home builder financials show cash sitting in the bank. Most of these home builders getting these refunds have literally millions in cash sitting in their banks and in their coffers and have more than enough workers now for the demands for housing we are seeing. Plainly put, they don't need the refund to survive, and they don't plan nor need to hire any workers. A government handout in simple terms. Lobby money rewarded. Time for a change, Mr. Obama? Where? Well, certainly not in the lobbies of the big multi-million dollar home builders, that's for sure. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions and my opinions only. They may not necessarily reflect those of KVMR, its staff, or underwriters, nor those bozos in Washington. That's it for your Money Matters Minute. I'm Mark Cunaberti for KVMR FM Radio.